So the epistle for Feast of Christ the King is taken from Colossians chapter 1. Brethren, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For in him were all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominations or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and in him. And he is before all, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may hold the primacy. Because in him it hath well pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things that are on the earth and the things that are in heaven, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 18. At that time, Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told in thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation, the chief of priests, have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence." Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Please be seated. Where our Lord does not reign, Satan takes the throne. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We've come to this feast of Christ the King. This feast, as it nears the end of the liturgical year, you know, granted, sometimes we can have the visible signs of an end of a year. Colder weather, leaves falling. But for us, our eyes must be directed to something that is higher. It must be directed to our next life. And we see the references to the heavenly Jerusalem, that our eyes must be on high. That we are created for heaven and not for this life. And so with this feast day, it reminds us of that. That is why Pius XI instituted this feast. Because for him, he could see that sometimes in the world that it is forgotten that Christ is our King, even amongst Catholics. And so for us, this understanding of that, that our Lord is King, and just as we see in this exchange between him and Pilate, that he is truly the king, there is no denying of that. And that is why he references the fact that my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is of the next. And so the archbishop was very clear when he says in his prologue of Christ, King of Nations, when our Lord does not reign, then Satan takes the throne. It is very clear. If we do not have our Lord truly as our King, well, then in a sense, we are placing Satan there. We know in the Apocalypse, we see references to our Lord Jesus Christ as being this King. It talks about him being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The same reference then comes on All Saints' Day. But then even on All Souls' Day, we have a reference to our Lord being King. Rex tremende majestatis in the Dies Irae. That he is this majestic King, and that we fear being before him. And so it is this reminder to us. One, this reminder to us of these 3 days. Our Lord being King for today. The church triumphant is tomorrow. And then we have the church suffering. of how the church places these three things for our contemplation, to consider how our Lord is King of each one. And it is up to us whether we place our Lord as this true King. And it is a good reminder to us to contemplate, to think about, is our Lord King for us? Is he King of our hearts? Is he King of our lives? Is he King of our families? Because as the Archbishop says, if not, then we are placing Satan there. We are putting Satan above our Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting to see in the Imitation of Christ, how St. Thomas of Kempis says, all desire to rejoice with him, but few are willing to suffer with him. Talking about our Lord, that it's very easy for us to rejoice with him. Yes, Christ the King today. We show our allegiance to our Lord. But then how few of us are willing to suffer with our Lord? We even see that with his apostles. Or when our Lord suffered, that they walked away from him because it was not the king that they were expecting, especially Judas. And how for us it is not a part to be fair weather fans, that we must be with our Lord at all times, through the crosses, through the trials that we undergo, and to truly recognize him as our King. And that is the whole purpose of this feast day, is the whole purpose of when we walk with the Blessed Sacrament. At that we show truly our allegiance to our Lord, but not just this one day out of the year. That we place Christ as our King every day of the year. That it should be something for us to constantly keep in mind. For those of you that have made the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, that is what you are trying to do as for your family. You try then to do it on that level of recognizing our Lord as your King. And then from there, we take it to society. And yes, we do these processions. We do these public demonstrations of our faith to illustrate that. That we are not embarrassed of our Lord. That we're not ashamed of our Lord Jesus Christ as being our King. And so, yes, for us, whether we walk around just the parking lot or not, it doesn't matter. Because it's our way of showing our Lord that he is truly our King. But then from there, it is a good reminder to us of showing that out in the world. How recognizing our Lord, he is your King. Again, not being ashamed of your faith in the world. Of being willing to stand up for what is right. Because what good is it if we are the ones that just rejoice with our Lord, but how few of us are willing to suffer with him? How we take the good that our Lord gives to us, and then right when the difficulties come, we forget it. We forget our faith. We forget our prayers. And so we cannot be like that. We have to illustrate this faith to everyone. And that is why, as I mentioned to you before, the beautiful edifice we have must contain something inside. Because yes, to the outside world, they see the huge church that we have. This church that is there to give glory to God. But then for us to be on the inside, we must give glory to God too. In our daily lives, not just on Sunday, but on every day of our life, to truly recognize our Lord as the King of this world. And that is what the Archbishop is saying. If you do not place our Lord on the throne, then what point is it? You have placed Satan there. If you do not recognize our Lord as your true King, then what good are you doing? And that is why in these 3 days, We can say we have the branches of the church. I mean, the church militant today, we are going out to fight for our Lord Jesus Christ, of showing that he is the King. And as I say, then the church triumphant, the ones that have reached that end because of their life, because they have shown our Lord to be King on All Saints' Day. And that is why we recognize all the saints, whether the saints that we know about, the saints that are familiar to us, or those obscure saints that are in heaven that we don't know about. And then finally on All Souls' Day, those souls that have made it so far, they have saved their soul, but they have a time period that they must purge themselves to be pleasing to God. But in all three circumstances, it is a recognition of Christ being King. That is why I say to you, there is that reference to our Lord being this true King in all three of the Masses. And we cannot forget that. We cannot forget that our Lord truly is the King of this world. And so when we see in the Apocalypse, Dominus Dominatum, it is this total submission to our Lord Jesus Christ as being Lord of all things. He is the Lord of everything. And that is why then he says to Pilate, "You will not have any power over me if it were not given to you from on high." You may think that you have power over me right now, but guess what? It came from God. It came from me. That is the only reason you have any power over me. You on your own, you have no power unless it was given. And so, yes, it is a good reminder to us. The kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ has already come. His kingdom has come, and it is up to us to show that allegiance to him. St. Augustine talks about that in the two cities. You know, he references the city of God versus the city of the world or the city of man, basically the city of the devil. And that what he says, there is a battle between these two cities. And it is up to us to choose to whom we owe our allegiance to. And so therefore, our Lord has already defeated Satan. So if you want to be on the winning team, well, then you go with our Lord. Our Lord defeated him by his death and resurrection. And so when St. Augustine talks about these two cities, it is in reference to this. It is in reference to Christ being King, the victorious King. And then it's up to us to see which city we hold our allegiance to. I mean, do we want to be with the victorious King or do we want to be with the loser? It is up to us. We choose. And so, yes, as we walk with the Blessed Sacrament, as we sing the hymns of praise to Almighty God, think about in your lives, have you truly shown that our Lord is King? Or have we neglected that? Have we only taken the good and rejoiced with him, but then unwilling to suffer with him? Have we shown to the world around us that he is our King, not being afraid to show that? Or have we hid the signs of our faith to those that are around us, afraid of being mocked? And so it is a good chance for us to meditate upon this, especially with these 3 days. Christ the King, All Saints, All Souls. I encourage you to try to come to Mass, especially even on All Souls Day. It is not a holy day of obligation, no. But there are many chances for you to go to Mass. Early morning, midday, the evening. In a way, there's no excuse for us not to pay this respect to the poor souls. As I say, earn that plenary indulgence for those souls. They will never forget you. They won't forget you for what you have done. And it's as simple as coming to our own church, our own property, our blessed cemetery that we have, to gain this indulgence for them. And so therefore, we have this opportunity to truly show that our Lord is King, as these three Masses have shown and will show to us. So I'll leave you with the words of our Lord. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.